Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, November 21st, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. As the fallout from OpenAI's unexpected and unexplained termination of CEO Sam Altman continues to come down, we've got more news to report. Let's start with just how far apart OpenAI's board and its employees are from each other. Over 700 of OpenAI's 770 employees, including one of the board members who actually fired Altman, Ilya Sutskever, have threatened to leave the company and join Altman at Microsoft if the board does not reinstate Altman and then resign. After Sam Altman's termination, OpenAI's board approached AI rival Anthropic CEO about replacing Altman at the helm, as well as merging the two AI startups. Anthropic CEO Dario Amati declined on both fronts. The co-founders of Anthropic, who were also executives at OpenAI until 2020, had broken from their employer over disagreements regarding how to ensure AI safe development and governance. OpenAI's board has since named former Twitch CEO Emmett Shear to be its interim chief. Investors are souring on OpenAI's nonprofit governance model, and the startup's biggest investor, Microsoft, wants changes after the Sam Altman debacle. Satya Nadella, Microsoft CEO, in a CNBC interview said, "At this point, I think it's very, very clear that something has to change around the governance. We'll have a good dialogue with their board on that." Nadella didn't specify what change would be acceptable to Microsoft, but didn't rule out the tech giant getting a voting seat on the board. Although bipartisan calls for a ban on TikTok have quieted, U.S. concerns about issues over privacy in social media and the matter involving TikTok is not yet resolved. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told CNBC, "We do have concerns around the potential issues with privacy in social media," and added that she cannot discuss TikTok specifically, citing pending legal action that prevents U.S. regulators from acting. Based on testimony in the Epic versus Google trial, Spotify's sweetheart deal with Google is even better than we thought. Google head of global partnerships Don Harrison confirmed Spotify paid a 0% commission when users chose to buy subscriptions through Spotify's own system and gave Google only 4 points when purchases were made via Google Play. Normally, Google collects 15%. According to the information, Meta has disbanded its responsible AI team and is integrating members into other parts of the organization dealing directly with AI. This move comes as part of an initiative to enhance collaboration and proximity to core product development. The majority of the responsible AI team is slated to transition to generative AI, with some team members being integrated into AI infrastructure roles. The reshuffling is designed to bring staff closer to the heart of product and technology development within the company. Google is admitting that YouTube's battle with ad blockers is creating a suboptimal viewing experience for some users who view videos in Firefox or Edge instead of Chrome. Some users have reported wait times of up to 5 minutes for every time they try to load a video. And screen recordings shared on Reddit and other online forums show how users' screens go blank for a short period when they click on a YouTube video before the page loads. But when they switch to Chrome, the wait period seemed to be non-existent. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple's Ballyhoo Division Pro, the $3,500 augmented reality headset announced back in June, will see its release date slip from January of 2024 back to March. Apple is still preparing distribution plans and conducting final device testing. When Apple unveiled the Vision Pro, the company said it was going to release in early 2024, so Apple is still technically on track in terms of its release timeline. After receiving regulatory approval in China, Broadcom plans to close its $69 billion acquisition of VMware on Wednesday, November 23rd. According to the regulator, VMware server software should work with local hardware, and the deal should not restrict customers from purchasing and using Broadcom's hardware products, such as storage adapters. And finally, Amazon has launched its free AI Ready program with the goal of training at least 2 million people by 2025 on basic to advanced AI skills. The training is centered on 8 online courses that focus on generative AI catered to both beginners and those with more experience. The courses are free to all to access online through Amazon's learning website. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend and check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.